Heavy traffic at times, no issues anywhere, including the interchange downtown. The 2020s are here at Reinhart Toyota. Don't worry about the rain. Get that special Toyota you've always wanted and shop inside at Reinhart Toyota. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions and the Vance Law Firm has answers. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me, Bo Goodson, for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is January 14th, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. If you've never put clothing on your furry friend, you should. It's the cat's pajamas. Literally. Have a dapper National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport. The House expected to vote tomorrow to send articles of impeachment to the Senate. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying the trial could begin next Tuesday.
McConnell says after both the House and White House present their cases and senators have had an opportunity to ask questions, there will then be debate over calling additional witnesses or documents for evidence.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Iran's chief justice announcing arrests for the shootdown of a Ukrainian airlines plane.
The announcement was made today on Iranian state television. That chief adding that extensive investigative activities have been taken, though no specific number was given regarding the number of arrests. That Ukrainian airlines flight was hit by Iran's missile defense system on the same night that the country launched 16 ballistic missiles into Iraq.
Fox's Trey Yingst. A split decision on Wall Street. The Dow closing up 32 points, the Nasdaq losing 23, and the S&P 500 gave back 5. America is listening to Fox News.
And now, a star is born. On January 14th, 1915, the world welcomed little baby Mark Goodson. When the Family Feud and Price is Right creator was born, his mother asked, "Is it a girl?" "Sorry, Mom. Survey says it's a boy." Mark Goodson, A Star is Born.
Be kind of fun to see who listens in the morning and listens in the afternoon. Because today we called Jay Scott the good son of who?
I remember, but I won't tell.
We could probably give away a couple of pizzas this afternoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were going to the pizza place. The weather looks nasty. We're in a bit of a sucker hole right now, but there's more coming from the west side of the state, and we do not like to put our listeners in danger. But if you remember those two names from this morning, you can call us at 272-9228. Just put them on hold. You don't have to get their names.
Okay.
If they're calling for the contest, 272-9228. And we'll give you a 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place where the pizza is amazing. And we are going to have a listener get-together that we're going to shoot for a week from tonight as we welcome Clint.
Mr. Greg Burdell.
What's up?
Haven't talked to you in a while, sir.
So what's on your mind today? What brings you to the phone today of all days?
Oh, just to wish you, hope you had a nice Christmas and family doing well. You have a good, happy new year. Just for you, sir.
I wish it was. It hasn't been, but thank you for asking. Thanks for the good thoughts.
All right, sir. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Well,
Okay. Have a good day.
All right, 272-9228, and David wants a crack at this one.
Is it Jerry and Faye?
You said Jerry and Faye, and that is it. I mean, it's not that we don't pay attention, but, man, you know, you got busy thing, busy mornings going on. I was wondering if anybody would recall that from this morning. So you want a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, hang on. Rosie's going to get that. And by the way, we will mail that to you because that's how we do it. We're a class outfit here. And we'll probably do another one of those a little bit later this hour, maybe after the bottom of the hour break. Sorry if my voice sounds tired. And the sad irony here is if I can't pick up the phone and make an appointment to see the guy that took care of my throat for the last 10 years, Dr. Love, that's why this year has been strange. Just today, Rich texted me and Skipper and others that another local broadcaster has passed away, Bob Robinson, age 66, owned and operated HHY, hired Larry Stevens, hired Rich, and these guys had good times together. So that's five so far, and it's only the 14th of January, and it's freaking me out. It's like, I don't know if I want to fall asleep because I might wake up dead. And I'm not saying that to be smart or flip. It's just there's been an awful lot of that compressed into a very short period of time. I made the mistake of bringing up Drudge. I actually hit the button by accident. Nothing's changed here. Biden is now at the top of the polls in Iowa. You know, Joe Biden. This guy.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko. They would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Oh, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
But they're going to impeach Trump for what he did. What he bragged about doing. And they wonder why we're going crazy, waiting for justice. If they're going to go through with this trial in the Senate, they better call that man and his little boy, 49-year-old Hunter, baby daddy, drug addict, ne'er-do-well. And I would love to see Jim Jordan. Maybe Matt Gaetz is a huge disappointment, but that's another conversation. Some of these guys rip him a new one. Love to see that. It's been a one-way street, that hearing held. It was totally partisan in Congress. Republicans had no say in the proceedings whatsoever. Nixon's impeachment was largely political, largely media-driven. They gave him enough. This little break-in at the Watergate Hotel, this little event, which compared to what he just described, is nothing. We're talking about withholding $1 billion from a country unless they fire the prosecutor that's looking into Joe's son. I mean, that is, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a 15. Watergate was like a 0.5. But back then, the media still had some credibility with the people. And they just drove, because they hated Nixon. And Nixon didn't help his own cause because he wasn't really the most charismatic, likable man. About the best, for his persona, he was just awkward. It's like when you watch documentaries from that time about the space program, and he had to speak with the astronauts while they were on the moon. He just sounded so uncomfortable. So, hello, Stilton. Buzz. Hello, Neil. Congratulations. Make sure you get your butts back here because I don't have to make that bad speech they wrote. Trump breezes through this stuff. I think Trump wants to go scorched earth on this and bring them all in and make them all pay. Because I will probably be blowing out another set of birthday candles by the time Bill Barr gets anybody, you know, into the crosshairs of something resembling justice. This is sickening. Just sickening. Vince Vaughn faces backlash after shaking Trump's hand. Did you recall that any time during those 8 miserable years from 2009 to January of 2017 when...
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
When somebody got backlash for shaking his hand? You had to. Well, you can't disrespect the office. Or you're erased. That was your choice. Nobody wrote about backlash because they shook Obama's hand. Jeez, they're just crazy. He sat along Trump and First Lady Melania in a private box at the game in New Orleans last night. The video captured by Timothy Burke shows Vaughn speaking to the pair, Trump listening intently. Vaughn then stands up and leaves, but not before shaking his hand and exchanging smiles. I'm very sorry to have to share this video with you, Burke wrote along his video, all of it, every part of it. Many expressed dismay at Vaughn's actions. Vince Vaughn's one of my favorites, one tweet read. I always knew he was Republican, but this is so gross. I don't need a Wedding Crashers sequel. Oh, my God. I'm not angry about Vince Vaughn, just profoundly disappointed. Well, I said that about every douchebag that sat down and broke bread with Barack Hussein Obama, who sent $150 billion to the mullah forkers over in Iran. That's okay, though. This guy raises this country at a level where every, whatever group you belong to, and we shouldn't even be talking groups, but whatever demographic, whatever race, creed, color, whatever, everybody's doing better. U6 unemployment, that's for the discouraged people that are sort of trying, is the lowest since they've been keeping the record. We are not starting stupid wars. We are getting rid of people who might. Our attorney general had, that was another good piece by David, said the Pensacola event was terrorism. Not that any of us didn't understand that it was, but you have to go through all, you know, to make sure that you've covered all your bases of political correctness before you can use the terror word. Oh, and we kicked 21 of those Saudi guys out for connections to jihadism and child pornography. Again, those who scream the loudest seem to be the most guilty. Okay. So we regret, we'll give away another Pizza Place pizza a little bit later in the hour. But I do urge you, if you've never tried it and you love pizza, and the only way you can really be a true pizza lover is to be willing to try a place that you haven't been to yet. They do some incredible things. Very, very. And they do all the basics, cheese, pepperoni, and as many toppings as you want. And they can do it all the way up to a 48-inch diameter pizza, which is known as the...
Oh, my God.
Literally. But they do calzones. They do wings. They do breadsticks. They do pizza desserts, subs. It's all there. So we love the garlic white sauce with embedded spinach pizza. That's a good one. The chicken bacon ranch is amazing. The buffalo pizza all the way. You got a lot to choose from. And then they've done some really inventive stuff like the chili cheese dog pizza, which is, I know that sounds weird, right? But you got to try it.
It's good.
We'll have some next week when we get together there. The Pizza Place at 3848 Harrison Road in Montgomery, 593-9753 is their number. 593-9753. Eddie.
Hey, boss.
Oh, it's you. It's the Eddie.
Yes. Hey, Eddie. How you doing, Greg?
I'm good. How are you? We were just saying nice things about you.
I hope so on this gloomy day here in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, we've been, we were going to have our pizza get together tonight, but we don't want our listeners traveling in what looks to be, there's another round of rain coming in from the west.
Just oh, boy.
Yeah, so. But anyway, if you could, when you have a minute, could you? I need to put a very dear friend of mine in touch with a real estate attorney. I'm sure
certainly,
you must know
certainly.
A good one.
Yeah, I know a couple. I'll send you info on the best one I know.
All right, it's a really simple situation, but I said let me ask Eddie, because Eddie would know. I would take his word on anything, so.
Well, thank you, Greg.
We'll see you Friday.
You bet, buddy.
And maybe tomorrow night at Baumhauer's.
You bet. I'll be there waiting on you.
Okay, man. Thanks. Bolt.
Good afternoon.
We are honored by your afternoon phone call.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure I heard you correctly. When you were talking about the pizza place, you said they did
calzone wings and bread. What?
Hang on, I just closed out there. Oh, no, I didn't. Breadsticks.
Yeah. Wait, bread what? Sticks.
Oh.
Sticks. Yeah, breadsticks. Yeah, I thought you were asking me a legitimate question.
No, I just you have conditioned me. Anytime I hear the word sticks, I'm sticks, sticks.
Yeah, I got you. That's good. I'm glad I have you trained.
All right, man. Yo.
Okay. Huh? No, I was just gonna say they do sticks,
sticks,
breadsticks in garlic, cinnamon, cheese, and chocolate.
And yeah, that's good. That's a good place.
It is.
Well, maybe we'll see you up there one of these Tuesday nights, huh?
We got to. I'm trying to drag my mother-in-law down there one day because she loves the pizza place. She's in love with the chicken bacon ranch.
Yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Let me know when.
All right. Y'all have a good evening. I will. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
Okay. We have your local news coming up, the weather, an update on the traffic with Skipper, and I guess we'll roll call today.
Yay.
That's still a pending decision.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Luke Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Luke Choir. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylukewire.com today. That's acbylukewire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
It's unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. State troopers are investigating a train crash near Alexander City. They say a CSX train collided with a tractor-trailer on County Road 299 in Chambers County. No injuries have been reported as a result of the crash, but the area will be blocked off as troopers investigate. They urge people to avoid that area if possible. The Montgomery County School Board expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. The vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. The proposal received overwhelming support at a recent public hearing. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from that tax is used to fund the state's education systems. Chambliss says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The legislative session starts February 4th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Every once in a while, I have to glance at a calendar. Yep, it's still January, but it's like an April forecast. Springtime warm and wet at times. For tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. A phenomenal overnight low temperature of 65. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers Thursday. I think we're still in the low 70s. Perhaps a little break in the action on Friday. The rain chance is not quite zero, but another round of showers and thunderstorms coming in on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We've got some breaking news, guys.
Instead of a horn, Teslas might start blaring a voice. CEO Elon Musk tweeted this video saying, quote, "Teslas will soon talk to people. This is real.
Move your fat ass out of my way. Get out of my way, mother."
If you were any uglier, it would be legal to euthanize you.
Some believe it could be a helpful safety measure or cause more road rage depending on what it says.
Right.
Right?
There's more junk in your trunk than mine.
We'll be right back after this.
Afternoon, this is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic got no new accidents to tell you about at this time, none that we know of. We've got a lot of traffic on I-65 and 85, very busy out there this afternoon. 85 northbound, a little bit of a slowdown at Taylor Road and some slow traffic in certain areas as you head out from downtown, just little pockets of slowdown. Just drive carefully this afternoon. We got rain in the area. It's nasty. We got congestion on the West Boulevard from I-65 to 331. East South Boulevard from Baptist to Troy Highway. The East Boulevard is busy as well. Wherever you are, slow down, buckle up, drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated if anything pops up you need to know about. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I think in honor of this crappy weather, we'll have Rich leave us with some words of wisdom.
Crack don't smoke itself.
You are. It is the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Hey, where are the white women at?
You gotta have something.
I hate women.
If you wanna be with me.
Good grief.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
She's a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
So much crap, they had to start a second pot.
Brother, I put myself up for adoption.
I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Thanks for calling.
Stop trying to be your hero.
Bite me.
Cause that's evil.
You're so naughty.
It's too cold for me.
Something's going on here.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Loan me $50.
Cause that
let's get nuts.
It's too low to see.
You have made a few minor mistakes here and there, but you'll find basically this is a very professionally run radio station.
Nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stopping. Believe you me. Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
The next time I have to come in here, I'm cracking skulls.
By the powers vested in me, by the Federal Communications Commission, I command you to get on the microphone in a serious manner and continue this broadcast.
I'm trying to urinate.
What's that smell? That's marijuana. That's smoking.
Nothing from nothing beats nothing.
I never do. It's 425. Well,
it's
just
the rain.
It's not the rain. I'm not making any excuses. I just don't have it today. It's like I said before, something in the throat, and my beloved ear, nose, and throat guy is gone. And Larry mentioned a name yesterday. I got to get that information from him.
Yeah.
Other than that, we're going to do a conundrum shortly and give away yet another 14-inch three-topping pizza from the pizza place. I really, you know, we've talked politics with David. That's always good. We kind of, you know, get ourselves recalibrated with him and all the big stories. And then I got all this other junk from our I Missed It news department. You may have heard this morning, or you may not have heard this morning, that I kind of want to hit. one interesting trend in our society, Rosie.
Yes.
Is that beer and wine drinking is on the decline.
I heard that this morning.
And hard liquor sales are up. We're not drinking less. We're just drinking different stuff. Now, the alcoholic mind says if you're going to drink, drink something that's going to hit you quick, like hard liquor. Beer takes too long. When you, if you are drinking to relieve whatever it is, whatever monster you've got going on, you want to feel that warm hit in the belly. So I understand that. But who's drinking more? Have the liberals turned to alcohol to cope with the Nazi in the White House? I'd like to know what's driving the... Now I got to look at him. I got to look at that moron, that joke, that pathetic, his flapping jowls.
Would you like me to turn the channel?
That's stupid. In fact, I'm going to let Gene Chandler. I'm going to let Gene Wilder say it.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
On Fox, why is he there? I mean, I hear the word token go flashing every time I see that man.
He won't be for long.
Oh.
There you go.
Much better.
We aim to please.
Rosie and I are going to Mayberry this afternoon. If something happens that's cataclysmic or end of the world-like, would you please give us a call at 272-9228 so we don't miss it? Let's see what's on Bad Bit Blue. That's another good aggregator website. It's fairly balanced. I thought it was hilarious before I left the room. Didn't we see it? It was on Fox. When they're not telling you that Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler, which is just mind-boggling, they're destroying each other. Elizabeth Warren, who's got a voice that could peel the paint off your gutters. Just the idea that we would have to listen to that. I mean, it was bad enough for an 8-year test pattern of, this country sucks. Our dark history. But you're a minority. You were elected to the highest office in the land. Doesn't that mean America's changed? So they're kind of turning on each other. And so Elizabeth Warren, who really has lost a lot of steam, because people ask questions like, okay, Medicare for all, isn't that nice? I don't want Medicare for all. I don't want it for me. If I had to, I guess I'd take it. But if it's so great, why is the television under constant bombardment from, especially at the end of the year when they have that window where you have to sign up for it? It's one ad after another explaining why Medicare is inadequate. So you still got to pay for it. They still make those withholdings out of your income. But you got to buy this plan B because 20% of it isn't covered. And if you have something really nasty happen, you're screwed. You're bankrupt. So why they think it's a good idea, I don't know. You see, when the economy is thriving, people have jobs and are making more money and companies have to compete for help, they'll get the silver or the gold plan from Blue Cross Blue Shield in Alabama to close a deal, to hire the person they want. When the economy was stagnant like it was for 8 years under him, when he was busy waving bye-bye to companies that were pulling up stakes here and moving to Mexico or any other place around the world, companies were trying to survive. That's why Obamacare delivered us not only a plan that costs us 50% more as employees, but an obscene amount of money for the company, and that's with a $2,200 deductible. It used to be $500, and we used to pay $50 a check. It was great. But that's what Obamacare, and then we want more of that? What kind of a moron wants more of that? Where was I going with this?
Mayberry.
Maybe it is time. Maybe my time Mayberry. Is here.
No.
Just tell my daughter that I love her and I always did my best. Sorry. It's been that kind of a year.
I know.
So
but it will get better.
Yeah, no, I do believe that. I just would like to be around when it does.
You will be.
Hey, this show is a job creation machine. Still looking for some counter help at Lewis Lawn. So if you know somebody that would like to work for some really terrific people, have them stop by Lewis Lawn at 1135 Northeastern Bypass and fill out an application. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, or call 244-9191 for Lewis Lawn and talk to TJ, Chad, Jenny, any of that great group out there.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... And Doug.
Limu. When we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What?
Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
It's the perfect opportunity to give your storage space some tough love during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Right now, get durable, stackable, exclusive HDX black and yellow tough totes in a whole range of sizes, starting at just $4.98. You can even order online for fast and easy in-store pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, the Queen's got her panties all in a wad just because Harry and Meghan don't want to be all highfalutin' no more. And I got a message for the Queen. Get a grip, y'all bag. You think you got family drama? Shoot. My Uncle Radon married our cousin, Big Fat Sheila, and since she was in prison at the time, he didn't even realize they was related. Then, when she got paroled, she wanted to surprise him, so she showed up at the family reunion, only to find Radon shacking up with her best friend, Trailer Park Tammy, in the back of Big Fat Sheila's own Corolla. She was ticked off, but she wasn't acting all melodramatic like the Queen, throwing hissy fits and calling family meetings. Nope. She just lightly tased them both, then went back into the family reunion and made herself a big old plate of brisket. The moral of the story is, if you don't like how people are acting, tase them and move on. And to Harry and Meghan, I know y'all are used to staying at castles and Sheratons, but if y'all ever need a place to crash, my trailer ain't fancy, but it is a double wide, and I got an oscillating fan.
Wow. What's an oscillating fan? Is that the one that goes side to side? Oh, wow, that is high tech. That's so cool. I don't think I have an oscillating fan.
She's a hoot.
All right, so I got a conundrum. We want to give away a Pizza Place pizza. 14 inches of heaven, three toppings, your choice. And here's what I want to know. We're asked to do things in life all the time. But when we're asked to do this, one in five people say
no
every single time. Again, when you think about it, we're asked to do this and that all the time. But when we're asked to do this one thing, one out of five people flatly refuse.
No, no.
No.
What is this that they're asked to do that they refuse to do? 272-9228 if you'd like to get this thing going. I know it's a rainy day and we all have lives to lead, but man, I'll tell you what, you can't get a better pizza than the pizza place, so this is worth going. And we send you the card, right?
Yeah, we send it to them.
You haven't given me a bill for postage.
Well, I'm about to.
Oh, okay. See my producer, Rosie. She handles all of that for me.
Yes, I will.
Don Imus's deathbed confession. Yeah, he died just before the end of the year. And Imus said a lot. He was a crusty old fart. I get crusty. I can be an old fart at times, but I try to be happy most of the time.
Okay.
And the remark that got him canned and off the air at MSNBC, where they used to prop him up every morning, was that remark about the Rutgers University basketball team. You know, I'm all for free speech, but when that happened, I could not defend him. That was, stuff comes out. Larry Stevens was talking about it the other day. When you do live radio, stuff happens. I've never had a moment like that, but I've had a couple of things that, I got yelled at one time by some local women because I used the term back in the day, and it was only a reference to something that happened in radio, but it meant something different to them. And we had a meeting and we talked about it, but it wasn't anything like what Imus went through. He just basically survived a few more years and that was it. Well, for some reason, people want to play games. So let's start with Kip. Hey, Kip.
Hey, was going to try to answer the question.
Go ahead. One of five of us refused to do this when we're asked. What is that?
I apologize.
Oh, that's a good guess because sometimes saying
sorry
is really hard, but it is not the answer we need. We appreciate the call, man. Thanks. Let's go to Joseph.
Hey, man.
Hi. What is this thing that we're often asked to do and one out of five people refuse to do?
I say help somebody move.
God, I think actually it's probably 6 out of 5 people say no when they're asked to help you move. That's how you find out who your friends are. Good guess, man. Very good. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling. Paige.
Hi.
Hi.
How about donate blood?
Donate blood is a great guess, but not the answer we need.
Thank you.
No, thank you. And your young and enthusiastic voice is welcome on this radio station. Made me feel good. Debbie's going to do that for us, too. Hey, Debbie.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. What is this thing? Could it happen to us any day? 1 in 5 people just refuse to do it.
Well, I wish it was voting, but that's not quite going to happen. I was going to say move furniture, but somebody already said that. So I say keep my kids, pick up my kids, take care of my kids.
Is that it? It is not, but it's a fine guess, Debbie. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty, we'll take a couple. Sam has been waiting longest. Sam, what you got?
There's some people out there that refuse to tell the truth.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Not the answer we need on this one. 272-9228. Jarhead, old buddy, what you doing?
Heading to the house, dude. Just thinking about you. Borrow a vehicle.
Borrow a vehicle. That's not it either. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you. And Happy New Year, Jarhead. 440. We're going to head back down to the traffic dungeon again. This is something almost all of us are asked to do pretty much on a daily basis or frequently. Okay. But 1 out of 5 people, when asked, absolutely refuse to do it. 272-9228 is the number. It's the time to buy when the economy's good and interest rates are unbelievable. I never thought they'd get back below 4%. But they are. And people that do well with money buy when the time is right. And now is the time to buy. And Morris Capuano is the guy to get you the money you need to buy. In fact, get pre-approved. Because then when you go shopping for your home, you know what you have to work with. And you kind of have all the leverage, especially when you have a seller who is kind of on a deadline. Morris Capuano has navigated thousands of people through the mortgage process. He is the perfect man, perfect temperament to do this. So reach out to him at 409-9300 at Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, and let him get the ball rolling for you. If there's something holding you back, let him know why you haven't tried to own. He can help you with that. That's what he does. He's a troubleshooter and a problem solver from your first time on the phone. Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, 409-9300, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402-669. We have a few calls. I will come right back to you after we check traffic.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I-85 southbound, just before Ann Street. We've got an accident there as you head into downtown. Also, I-85 northbound, we've got slow traffic from Jackson Hospital up past Ann Street. Another slowdown at Taylor Road from folks merging off Taylor onto 85 northbound. That one stretches almost to Chantilly Parkway. A lot of congestion on the East Boulevard, heavy volume of traffic there, as well as the East-South Boulevard. Atlanta Highway congested from Federal Drive all the way out to Taylor Road, especially from the Eastern Boulevard to Taylor. Use caution, drive carefully. We are very busy everywhere. And it's about to get very busy as folks start getting off work. Bring your tax refund to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. You'll get a minimum of $1,000 trade-in on anything you can ride, roll, or chase onto their lot. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I haven't been downstairs for a few minutes. I think the rain has abated a little bit, but take a look at the Doppler. Big glob of showers and thunderstorms off to the west, which is why we have postponed our pizza place gathering tonight. It will be rescheduled for the 21st, a week from tonight, at 6. Back to the phones on this conundrum. Many of us are asked to do this sometimes once a day, but one out of five people say
no
when they're asked. And Kevin, you're next on this one. What is this thing we're asked to do and don't want to do?
Take out the trash.
Take out the trash is not the answer we need. Thank you. We haven't really had a close call on this one yet. I think I stated the setup fairly lucidly. I love lucidly. I think I did it. Ann?
Andrea?
Hi.
Yes. Hi. Is it to be on hold?
Now, that's a good guess. One out of five people, when they're asked to wait on hold, say absolutely no. That is the winning answer.
Wow.
Good work.
Thank you.
Have we ever spoken before that?
No, first-time caller.
I am honored. I am thrilled. You know what? You made my day with this. I'm so glad that you're gonna be enjoying a 14-inch, three-topping pizza from the pizza place.
We are glad you went on hold.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to have to ask you on hold. You can't say no. Although, if you did, I imagine it would sound like
no.
Because Rosie needs some information so we can send you your certificate. Thank you for the honor of listening to this program. Hold on.
Thank you for putting me on hold.
Okay. See? That's it. You got to have some panache. Oh, I'm sorry. Panache. Excuse me. Yeah, there is a, what Rich Thomas would call a weather glob.
Check, please.
Off to the west. That has yet to move into the area. He told me earlier this afternoon that he said 2.5 inches of rain today. And my yard is floating. I'm going to have to call my buddy at Prattville Farm Center, Randy Burkhalter, and see what I can do. I think I'm worried that all the weed killers and everything else I put out there with the weeds coming out, it's been a bad year for those, may have floated away. It is 445, News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's talk about CBD products. It's very important. You hear about them, and not everything you hear is accurate, which is why it's so critical that if you're interested in learning about how they can help your life, help your pet's life, that you get products that are made from organic hemp, totally legal, at your CBD store. That's all they carry, the SunMed product line. They've been tremendous for pets, for everything from pain to sleeping issues to separation anxiety. if your little one looks at you and makes those horrible whimpering sounds and seems they're going to come apart at the seams when you leave, they can help. They don't get, this is not a high. It's not, it just interacts with cannabinoids that are already in our bodies to help produce a good result. Anxiety, sleep. If I get home and I'm kind of wound up, I want to try and get at least a half hour, 45 minute nap. A couple of CBD drops under the tongue will do that. They work. And they don't put you to sleep where it's like coming out of a coma. Not at all. They just help you relax. Where you get your CBD products matters. Do not buy CBD products from a gas station or a place that can't answer your questions. That's crazy. Trust your health to your CBD store. 8852 Mini Brown Parkway. Marissa and Laurie can answer any question you might come in with at 593-0818 at your CBD store. Get back to being you.
Truly blessed and extremely grateful. This is Pat Atkins at AKD, Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties, wishing you and yours a happy new year and a very fruitful 2020. Blessed to serve this community for the past 33 years. Grateful to our many wonderful customers that have allowed AKD to be their provider for screen printed and embroidered apparel as well as specialty advertising products over that time. If you are one of those customers, thank you. If you are not one, AKD would love the opportunity to earn your business. So if you're in need of t-shirts, uniforms, spirit wear, casual corporate wear, or promotional items, give AKD a call today. AKD, blessed and grateful to be able to offer great
check,
products
please.
And service at competitive prices. Call us at our Montgomery office, 277-8433, or our Prattville office, 361-2133, or check us out online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery County School Board expected to vote on Life Academy's charter school proposal tonight. The vote will happen tonight at a special called meeting at MPS headquarters. The proposal received overwhelming support at a recent public hearing. State troopers are investigating a train crash near Alexander City. They say a CSX train collided with a tractor-trailer on County Road 299 in Chambers County. No injuries have been reported as a result of the crash, but the area will be blocked off as troopers investigate. They urge people to avoid that area if possible. Senator Clyde Chambliss of Prattville is pushing to repeal the state's 4% grocery tax in the upcoming legislative session. Right now, money from that tax is used to fund the state's education systems. Chambliss says he is researching how to replace the money generated from the tax. The legislative session starts February 4th. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Every once in a while, I have to glance at a calendar. Yep, it's still January, but it's like an April forecast. Springtime warmth and wet at times. For tonight, periods of showers and thunderstorms. A phenomenal overnight low temperature of 65. Tomorrow, high in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Maybe a couple of leftover showers Thursday. I think we're still in the low 70s. Perhaps a little break in the action on Friday. The rain chance is not quite zero, but another round of showers and thunderstorms coming in on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, winter's here with all the ice and snow and the surly slush upon the road. Oh, The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. Salty spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper fluid. Expressway 80 mph. I can make out headlights, taillights, frosted shapes. But down by the dash is a clearing where both blades do scrape. I can see fine if I lay on the passenger seat. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replaced my wiper blades.
That is Haywood Banks. Who does, hey, there's Barney Fife. I'm smiling already. I have to believe I'm not the only person within the sound of my own voice that's doing this. You look at the news, you go berserk, and you go back to Mayberry or
whatever,
Full House or whatever show takes you so out of today because you just can't watch this lunacy. That's what it is. Jeez, I mean, I love the reaction the president got at the game last night. It kills me that Vince Vaughn can't talk to the man for 30 seconds without enraging and triggering all these a-holes. What is wrong with you?
Well, you know what? What goes around comes around. It does, Greg.
I got to see some karma.
And it's not happy when it does.
Let's take this call at random, shall we? Screenless. Hi, who's this?
This is Danny.
Danny, welcome to the show. You're on the air. What's up?
Oh, wow. Okay. So the answer hasn't already been guessed, right?
Yeah, it was. What did you think it was?
Oh, no. I was going to guess apologize.
That was a good guess, and that was one of the first, but one in five people will always say
no
when they're asked to be put on hold, if they'll wait on hold.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I always just put them on hold, and I don't even ask. I work in retail pharmacy, say, hey, can you please hold? And I just put them on hold.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I should remember that. Okay.
But you see, but right, they need you. They need to hold on. If you work in retail pharmacies, so that
makes sense.
That makes sense. Plus, you sound like a nice guy. It all depends on the technique and style of the person axing.
Exactly. You stay. All about presentation.
Yeah.
Well, you've got it, man. You got it going on. You should consider a career in this business. I don't expect to be around too much longer. Fox Business in a moment.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by LeQuire's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at LeQuire. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylequire.com today. That's acbylequire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
License number 84417.
Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages ending mixed as big banks kicked off fourth quarter earnings season with mostly strong results and as investors await the signing of the Phase 1 U.S.-China trade deal. Financial stocks were among the best performers in the S&P 500 today, rising after J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup reported some strong results. The Dow rising 33 points, the Nasdaq down 23, S&P 500 down 5. And shares of FedEx spiking today, this after Amazon notified its third-party sellers that they could once again use FedEx's ground network to ship orders placed under Amazon's Prime membership program nearly a month after imposing a ban on the service. Now, the move was supposedly because FedEx wasn't delivering on time. Amazon said FedEx is now getting orders delivered on time and sent a letter to sellers telling them they can now start using FedEx today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Three Barsky, invested in you.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. I-85 southbound just before Ann Street. We had an accident earlier. It is off on the right shoulder of the road, but it is still there. Last check, so please be cautious as you go by. Maybe get over in the left lane if possible. We have a lot of traffic screaming out of downtown. The 430 crowd is off work now, and we're seeing more volume of cars on 65 and 85 out of downtown. We've got a slowdown on 85 northbound at Taylor Road. Folks on Taylor exiting off, trying to get out of town as well. East Boulevard, very congested. Northeast Boulevard, a lot of action from Ware's Ferry up to the Wetumpka Highway. Please use caution wherever you are. We're getting busy as we get into that afternoon rush. If you get hurt in an accident, say no to the tiny little check offered by insurance companies. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made. The quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mean Megan attacks Kate. I did a little digging in on this royal situation because in this business you have to know a little bit of something about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan's a bitch. Meghan Markle, she is. She really is. She's been mean to Kate. She's very demanding on her staff. Kate is a woman who comports herself with an air of extinction, you know, what you would expect from a principled royal.
Right.
And Meghan's got this Hollywood attitude that's putting people off. But let's be real honest about something here, okay? Let's take a look at, she's married to Harry, right?
Right.
If Harry was a British locksmith, and not a member of the royal family, do you think Meghan Markle gives him a second look?
No.
No.
Even though he is cute. Well, he's cute. He is. He's cute.
I never question the judgment of women.
B-S. B-S. B-S.